May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Everything in the Christian life, everything about the Christian life, what the Christian life is this amazing plan of God that we would be in union with His Son Jesus and participate in His existence, and He would participate in ours. The scripture I was going to talk about, I'll share tomorrow, very familiar one, we've talked about it a lot, from Colossians chapter 3, where it says, "For you've died." That kind of takes care of the surrender part from God's perspective. Our part is just saying yes to that. "For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ and God." If you want to figure out how life works. And then it says, "And when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, we'll be revealed with Him in glory." Now, the way it's written is really off a little bit. I guess I am going to preach about that today. It says, when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, you'll be revealed with Him in glory. But that's not what it should be written as. But the grammar, the original grammar, says it this way. And when Christ, as your life, is revealed, you'll be revealed with Him in glory. There's a difference. He says, as Christ, when Christ as your life is revealed, then you'll be revealed with Him in glory. You and I were created, the plan was we were created to participate in the glory of God. Other creatures can be touched by the glory of God, can be impacted by the glory of God, can feel the influence of the glory of God, but we were actually created to live in the realm of the glory of God. Again, God's plan all along was that Jesus would take on humanity and that God would include us in the life of the Godhead by our union, our humanity in union with Christ. And that we would know the fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit seated in the heavenly places with Christ. But that He would also, in that process, be woven into our very existence. And that as we indwell Him, He indwells us. And we live our lives with Christ woven into our existence. So much so that it could be said that Christ is our life. We don't stop being because it's a relationship. We don't stop existing. We don't stop having our uniqueness. But that scripture says, and when Christ as your life is revealed, then you're revealed with Him in glory. We've talked a lot about surrender lately. We probably will for forever. Not as the only subject ever, but this underlying theme. It says in Romans 14, I think it's verse 9, that Jesus came that He might be Lord of both the dead and the living. And you could also quote other verses where Jesus said, "The thief has come but to kill and to steal and to destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." But I thought it said He came that He might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Well, that's the same thing. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And that abundant life is when He who has our life is revealed, we reveal with Him in glory. As Jesus Christ is Lord, if somebody's your life, they're not just your friend, they're not just the person you follow, it's their life. If He's my life, then now it's His life. I have no rights other than His rights. I don't get a vote. It's a theocracy, not a democracy. We're two, but we're one. And when Christ is revealed, not just revealing Christ, not just speaking of Christ, not just be presenting Christ, but when Christ as my life is revealed through my life, then I know life and life more abundant. I'm revealed with him in the glory that is his life lived. That's the breakthrough. That's what God's doing. That's what God is saying. The prophetic word yesterday that said it was so important that this isn't a breakthrough, an encounter with God that brings us into a breakthrough into some place in the Lord. No, it's a breakthrough that brings us into a place in the Lord called encounter. Where you live in the perpetual encounter of God's manifest presence, nature, and character. That's glory. And 2 Corinthians says it goes from glory to glory as we behold him. From glory to glory. But if Christ is your life, it means he's your Lord. He's the one, we use simple terms, no point making it fancier, he's the one in control. That's how Jesus lived. That's what he meant when he said, I only do those things I see the Father doing. I only say those things I hear the Father saying. I only do those things that are pleasing to him. That's why the Father said, behold my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And that seems like such an ethereal, out there concept. But I think what we're discovering as we're experiencing this breakthrough into this place called encounter, as we're seeing how big this treasure room is, this place called being in Christ, and the invitation to experience that in fullness, to go from glory to glory, to live in the realm of manifest glory after manifest glory after manifest glory, whether you're taking care of the puppy or brushing your teeth or driving down the street or in church or praying for somebody. It's just when Christ as your life is revealed, then you'll be revealed with him in glory. That this is the place, this is the thing that God's saying. And as you walk that, it starts to make sense, which is scary in a wonderful way. Because it's no longer a theology that you're trying to figure out or a how-to. How can that be? How can I always know what he's doing and always know what he's saying and therefore it just is. It just happens. It's just, you're not trying. You're on the receptive end. You're on the he who has ears to hear end. Well, if Jesus said he has ears to hear, but he never talks, what good would that do? He does the revealing. Our part is the hearing and participating in. And it's becoming, this is this thing that God's doing. It's Christianity. It's the gospel. And I think the result is we're going to hear differently what I've said 1,000 times in the last couple of years. Here's the good news. Your inclusion into the life that Jesus lives and all that means. And the favor he lives under and all that means. That's the wealthiest person in the world. That's life and life more abundant. It's really that big. And what God is doing in this thing, he's simply helping us see bigger. He's giving us lenses to see how big it really is. I've been reading a lot of old hymns in the last 24 hours. It's remarkable. Some of the things that he said about this life, this surrendered life, this life, Christ as your life. When Christ as your life is revealed, then we get to reveal with Him in glory. I can't imagine anything more exciting. I mean, that's not even a good word. I mean, it's kind of like Paul in Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 14. He was so caught up in this story and this grace and this union, he couldn't figure out where to put a period. It's the longest sentence in the Bible, one of the longest sentences in history, in literature. He just couldn't figure out where to put the period. He almost kind of keeps repeating himself and saying this, and then at some point, I guess he thought, well, I better put a period here. I think it's that way. I think when you can't explain it, you can only describe it as when you're beginning to walk in it. Oh my gosh, for such a time as this. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.